makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa isang pambansang pagpupulong na tinalakay ang iba't ibang pamamaraan upang maitaguyod ang multiculturalismo sa Australia, sa likod ng mga tumataas na antas ng kaganapan ng mga masasakit na pananalita at mga pagkilos ng mga makakanang mga grupo. Narito ang detalye sa ulat ni Matt Connellan na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Ayon sa pinakahuling census, halos kalahati ng mga Australiano ay isinilang sa ibang bansa o mayroong isa sa kanilang magulang na isinilang sa ibang bansa. Ang mga Australiano ay nagmumula sa may 300 kultura o tinatag na cultural backgrounds. Halos may hawig sa bilang ng mga wikang binibigkas, kasama ang mga katutubong wika. Sa kasalukuyang nagaganap na Advancing Community Cohesion Conference, sinabi ng Assistant Minister for Social Services and Multicultural Affairs, Zed Seselja, na ginagampan ang papel ng pamahalaan ay susi sa pagbuo ng pagkakaisa ng lipunan.
The Australian government plays an important role in ensuring Australia continues to be one of the most socially cohesive nations in the world. And we know that the economic and social integration by new migrants and their families is vital to their future. We provide a settlement framework, widely considered best practice, to help migrants integrate into Australian life. Along with refugees and other migrants who have helped Australia become one of the most diverse, prosperous and harmonious nations on earth, our governments, organisations, businesses, communities and individuals have helped build and maintain our social cohesion.
Yan ang Assistant Minister for Social Services and Multicultural Affairs, said Cecil Ra. Simula taong 1945, may 7.5 milyong migrante na ang nanirahan sa Australia. Isinalarawan ng leader ng Partido Greens, Richard Di Natale, ang kanyang sarili bilang produkto ng Migrant Australia. Anya, ang pagdating ng mga migrante at pagbukas ng daan sa iba't ibang kultura ang nagtataguyod ng respeto at kaalaman.
So when you bring people to Australia, what you do is you challenge people who are in Australia to think in different ways, to actually learn from each other, and for us to grow collectively from that experience. It's a two-way transaction, not a one-way transaction. It allows us to settle on the things that we know are universal, that we will always hold on to: respect for our democratic institutions, for universal human rights, for making sure that we continue to provide opportunities for everybody. We learn from the many cultures that demonstrate a strong commitment to family, respect for elders, and they are things that help us as a nation grow together.
Itinangin ni Richard Di Natale ang naging pagkilos ni Pauline Hanson noong nakarang Agosto nang nagsuot siya ng isang burka sa Senado bilang halimbawa ng pagkilos na nagiging hadlang sa pagkakaisa sa lipunan. Ngunit di anya nag-iisa ang Australia sa pagharap sa nasabing issue.
When you look at what's happening globally, you recognize that what we have is it's not a situation that's limited here in Australia. We have an unequal society in Australia. We have an unequal society across the world. And that is the condition under which we've seen the emergence of people like Donald Trump using fear and division. But right through Europe, where we're now seeing the emergence of far-right political groups in Austria, in Germany, Marine Le Pen in France.
Ang pagpupulong ngayong linggo ay ang ikalawang Advancing Community Cohesion Conference. Kabilang sa mga dumalong mga miyembro ng gabinete, mga akademiko, mananaliksik at leader ng iba't ibang paniniwala at simbahan, kasama ang mga scholar. Si Dr. Sev Ostrovsky, ang conference convener, ay nanunungkulang chair ng Australian Multicultural Council. Anya, may kaugnayan ng multikulturalismo at pagkakaisa sa lipunan o social cohesion.
When you compare the two definitions, the definition of multiculturalism and definition of social cohesion, you will find that they are almost perfect match. The same principle go through multiculturalism and through social cohesion. So I must say that the Australian multicultural policies and programs are really key contributors to cohesiveness in Australia.
Tamtiliki ng higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.